I'm here interviewing Dave Rylander, director of Trace for Monsanto. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing pretty good. As more recently, rootworms have been more of a problem here in the Midwest. And what is Monsanto doing to kind of go with that problem?
Okay, so what Monsanto, we have a technology, YieldGuard rootworm technology, which is actually in the corn plant that prevents or controls corn rootworms for farmers when they have this problem in their fields. And so if a farmer's using a soil insecticide in the past, this would be another option that gives him better control, more consistent control than he would if he was using a soil insecticide.
Okay. What are some of the outcomes or the performances that you've seen using YieldGuard?
So we've had some excellent results. Depends on whether you're talking 204 was the first year we launched this technology. 205, we had super results as far as yield differences between our YieldGuard rootworm technology and soil insecticides. But what farmers are seeing is greater consistency than they have with soil insecticides or some of your high-rate seed treatment like Poncho 1250. And so this consistency translates back to a bigger root system. And with a bigger root system, we found that the plant can actually get down and pick up more subsoil moisture, more nutrients out of the ground, which translates then into a higher yield. So our average yield differences over the last several years have been 10 to 12 bushel per acre, depending on the growing condition the farmer's in, of course, but it's been in that 10 to 12 bushel range the last several years.
Is it a more of a growing rate of more farmers using YieldGuard?
Well, so what we've seen, the adoption of use of this product, there's, you know, last year there was roughly 4 million, in 2005 there was roughly 4 million acres of rootworm used, and you know, first of all, it has to be in the hybrids that farmers want. So Monsanto's licensed this technology out to a lot of seed companies. And what we saw in 2006 is there's roughly 10 million acres of YieldGuard rootworm technology. So it is now, just in 3 years, it's become the number one way to control corn rootworms. It's displaced soil insecticides as the number one way to control rootworms. And so it's got a lot of convenience value. Not only does it help the farmer achieve higher yields, because it's more consistent, but because the farmer doesn't have to mess around with handling insecticide bags and calibrating granular applicators, it saves the farmer a lot of time and conveniences because all he has to do is the technology comes in the seed, so when he dumps his seed corn into the planter, he's got his rootworm protection in there.
Is there anything else you would like to know or like to say to the farmers out there?
You know, once again, we're looking at, just like last year at this time, we're seeing great results with YieldGuard Plus, no matter whether you're in the Eastern Corn Belt or in the Western Corn Belt. And, you know, I would encourage farmers, if they're looking at planting more acres next year, is that they should be contacting their seed companies here in the next 30 days, because there could be supplies could be tied again. I know a lot of your seed companies are taking their yields off of their seed production acres, and some of them are thinking about, do we need to go and have winter production again this year? So if you're interested in planting YieldGuard Plus, seeing this, getting that consistent yield increases that they've seen in the past, I would be contacting my seed companies here in the next 30 days to start asking them about what hybrids they will have with this technology for the 2007 planting season.
All right, thanks, Dave. And that was Dave Rylander from Monsanto's Director of Traits, and Kelsey Schroeder reporting.